to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Yay!
Guys, we'd like to apologize to all the clappers we've made fun of. Now people don't want to come clap.
Yeah.
Now we're using the same clappers all the time.
Yeah.
Ish. Yeah. So to all the clappers who were quarat in the beginning of the show, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
Askies. Cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang.
Yeah.
Aha! Welcome to another one of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mamela. I see things a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are asking yourself many questions.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the comments going. Motido, which one is this one?
Mm-hmm.
Bokuro, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Where's my guy? Your guy's here. I'm back again for another one. Yo, before we get started, let me introduce the crew for this episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The co-pilot, sitting in the co-pilot seat.
Yes.
Hi, Mamela.
Yes.
A legend amongst legends.
Yeah, yeah.
Izinja Zekain.
Inja.
A lady who got raised by a background jacket.
Yes.
Yes. Please, put your digital hands together. Make some noise for the politically inclined. The one who comes from Gwarizi.
Gwarizi.
But right now is taking it easy.
Easy.
Put your hands together. Make some noise.
Mm-hmm.
For the most stylish prescription glasses ever.
Yeah.
Farida Farafa!
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay, Farafize. I'm in the pizza. You know what it is, eh?
Yay!
This is not a permanent thing. I just came in and in and out just to check on the boys and show they're doing the things.
Yes.
You get?
Okay.
Am I supposed to say something about somebody here?
Yeah.
What is the... I'm under pressure. What is the program?
You have to tell them who this guy is.
Right. Sitting to my left, your right. The guy who is like a sound bite. But when you see him, he's silent in the night. He sounds like a buzzer on the steering wheel. But you'll never steer him wheel. His name is Tizzy.
Yes.
The buzzer.
Yes.
Like it says a fly.
And to my left, your right, is the one and only, the comedy inclined.
Come on.
Is wearing a Temu. I felt it when I walked past you. I'm like, yo, this electricity, no, this one is from China here, straight from China. Why are you so serious? The comic of the year 2024,
Woo!
The one and only, here at Streaming Studios next to Shell Garage, which is about to close down.
Why you take a Shell business like that?
Petrol prices are so high. Shell is like you're fucking a glorious. Anyway, the comic of the year this year, a lot of us is inspiration on this thing.
Yes.
The captain that steers the ship, and like Robert would say,
yes,
the one with the hairstyle, Yalundi,
yes,
keeping it alive.
Chico.
Unlike Lundi, Jesus Christ.
Cannot get involved anymore. I can't.
Moya wam, moya wam.
Moya wam.
No, it was that one.
That's
one
Rebecca.
Rebecca's
moya wam.
Oh, it's the same hairstyle, though.
But the cousins.
Lundi just took it a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Rebecca's one was fully it. Fleshed, you know. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Pop Up with the Corner.
Yes!
Yes!
Best Jesus. Intro ever.
Really?
Shapa.
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 Yes.
Yo, cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang. Titi, let the cat out the bag. My Temu package just arrived.
It didn't even arrive at your home. Imagine. They found it in the street. Eater, are you pops? Here's your Temu package.
Customs was what?
Yo, no one tells you about the customs.
You. How much was your customs?
$800 on the one.
Yeah, like what did you buy?
Yeah,
bro. I bought these
well, that is
threads.
About a gram.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, it doesn't weigh anything.
That is a gram.
But then I bought like car stuff, you know, like wheel valve closers. Ooh. I bought everything, bro.
It's gonna be a small size.
I bought a drone.
Bro, I also bought a drone from Temu, but I'm scared to fly it.
What?
The first time I switched it on, it looked like it wanted to go home. I was like, when I go light or go full for your life. So stay here on the drone.
The camera is not the way, now? Man. Oh, no.
Have you bought from...
I have.
This was my first time. This was my first purchase from Temu.
I had a very seamless experience, although I may have misjudged what I wanted to buy in size. So they advertised shelves that you can adhere to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, that's great, because then I can put my products.
How big was the shelf you ordered?
On the picture form, it's about this big. And I waited for my package. I paid the customs. They arrived. I was very happy, but the box was eerily small. I said, okay, maybe it's parts that I have to build. So I gave it a chance while I was walking through the house. Get there, I undo the guy. It's enough for
roll on
standing upright this way. So I put it there and I have one cream in there, but it is what it is.
So when we see you doing your videos, you are balancing the phone on the shelf.
Yes, say indeed. But I got some nice things, you know. I got plates.
Mm-hmm.
Again, size-wise.
Plates.
I underestimated that.
Mm-hmm.
They had bowls and plates, you get like plastic ones. I was like, you know, this is durable because, you know, we like to, you know, if you eat, you break. I'm very clumsy. The bowl is this big. The plate is a side plate.
When you dish out chicken yaleng.
One slice of
bread. Or pull day today, yo.
So I use that as like a spoon dish, you know, like when you're cooking, you That's put your crazy. Spoon on there. So it works nonetheless. It's money, you know. So you learn. I'll go to Osbro next time.
I tested the thing. I didn't think it was legit. I only bought when Zizi told me his package had arrived.
Oh, really?
Then he only told me the drone story later.
Oh.
When he started his drone, it sounded like it had an engine.
Yeah. It's come out of smoke, dog.
It's yeah.
Yeah, but like diesel.
I'm telling you, bro. It started smelling like one of the wings. I was like, no, this thing's
got a...
You know why I didn't tell you? Because at the time when I got my package, we were away, we were on tour.
Yeah.
So I just said, I got my package, like it came. So
you hadn't opened it.
I hadn't opened it. So after I opened it, you had already bought your own things. You were like, so I also got a drone. I was like, hey, cool, drone boys, let's go.
We haven't flown them.
They haven't been unpackaged.
It's been a month.
Did
you think they're going to go back to China?
It sounds like what you guys are describing sounds like it's going to disintegrate into the sky as it goes up. Because I get a drone, you saw. So, hi, Itor.
But I get a drone, we start.
Maybe it's the power it needs, you know, just to lift off.
Hey, guys,
it doesn't come with its own screen. You have to use your phone.
Rather that, though, because then you can see. What if they just give you a drone but fly it?
But you know what, né? Talking about going back to China.
Uh-huh.
or going back home. The next guest, the guest of today, I won't lie, this episode is gonna make someone cry.
Probably gonna be
either of laughter or of problems.
Either way, but either tears way, are coming.
Cry. Tears are coming. So this guy, the guest, like I remember I watched him on YouTube with my wife.
Hey!
With my wife.
Sis! What's going on here?
Congrats, brother.
Right?
No, give me my wife for Atibe.
For intention.
Intention. I hope my music, yo.
Yes. So, but the guest that's coming, I saw him on there. And like, this was one of the most inspirational stories ever. And it's from
Sebuke.
He's from Sebuke.
Wow.
He's from Sebuke.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. So we have lots of words to ask him about.
Ne?
Yeah. But... I don't know who's going to give him the intro.
I think Pops can.
Oh, man.
Ladies
and gentlemen, Cheese Boys, Cheese Girls, and the Cheese Gang.
Yes.
Prepare to meet a legend.
A legend.
the personification of superstardom.
Mm-hmm. Superstar.
A man who was presented with a situation in life and he took it in stride. Mm-hmm. He weighed, not weighed, he made his way. He made his way from the stages of South Africa to the stages of the United Kingdom.
Yes.
And then the stages of America.
Yes.
Ah, if you've ever thought you've seen people dance. We know people who dance, Jim. Mm. We have one of them here. He's not here today. He's dancing Kamulala somewhere in the world himself. But this is a remarkable young man.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your digital hands together.
Help
us welcome to Popcorn and Cheese.
Clap.
The incredible. The great.
Yes.
The most famous person to come out of Sibuke.
Come on. Sibuke.
Please put your hands together. Make some noise for Musa Mota.
Yes.
Yay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. Ara talks.
Woo.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Hi. It's Zinja. Yeah. Have a seat, my brother.
Indeed.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Ah, because I bridge into Gene Boba Shy. Oh, okay.
Bogart to Bogart.
And the eggy Gene, even a little extra on the sides.
It's distressed. Yes. It's distressed.
Not in the puzzle, it's a car wash. I'm a fetal speech.
Stop.
Okay, I'm going to popcorn and cheese.
He was in a hurry.
He was in a hurry. The designer's not done.
Gotta leave.
Otherwise?
I'm not.
Oh, great.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Ah, man. Cheese boys, cheese girls. If you guys don't know, this is a man who changed the face of Got Talent for many years to come.
Yep.
You are the only person to have ever gotten a group golden buzzer after the golden buzzers were finished.
Yep.
I have never in my entire life seen an audience rally for someone like that.
Yep.
Mm.
Simon knew if they don't do this, they're not going to make it out of that theater.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the crowd that was
yeah.
They were going wild. There was a lady who, even before he spoke, she was already like, I was like, I'm with you there. She, like, the camera panned, he was saying something, and before he even started his next sentence, she was like,
bro, I want you to look into those two cameras, right?
Yes.
Those are your cameras. There are cheese boys and cheese girls who are watching there. Many South Africans know who you are, but there are cheese girls and cheese boys who are watching there thinking, who is this handsome man
in the
Gene to Gene?
Sketches are not pretty.
So please tell us who you are and what it is you do for a living, bro.
Yes. Hello, the Cheese Gangs. My name is Musa Mota.
You don't have a second name?
Yeah? No, I have. It's not the one on the ID. Okay. Musa Karabo.
Moroka.
Kimaka. It's Musa Karolo, Stephen Mota.
Steven.
Yes. Thank you, Steve Omo.
Yeah, I'm a dancer. Someone told me like I need to say professional dancer. But I'm just,
definitely.
Okay, I'm a professional dancer.
There
we go. I'm a motivational speaker as well. What do? I'm a DJ.
Multi-talented.
Yeah.
Car driver.
Mm-hmm. Car modifier. I modify cars.
Wow.
Yeah, for real.
Wow.
Yes, and I like to dress nice.
Yeah, I know you're dripping.
But you guys are mocking my vibe today.
Nakitsi ba fashion, it's got other team. Team Air Graham and House.
Exactly.
Don't even worry about
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
How you so distressed king? Wanna not get stressed?
It's the king, man.
Chami!
It's the king, load shedding.
I knew it.
Hey.
Bro, I implore everyone. I don't know if we have the rights to play that It's Got Talent clip. We can
Britain's
play a bit
Got Talent.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But
So we implore everyone to watch. We'll put the link in. But you went and auditioned on Britain's Got Talent.
Yes.
First time. And you to this date, and it's not a bias, I think you have the best audition on that show, yes. Right? I want to know, that's how you were introduced to the world. Where did your dance journey start, bro?
My dance journey started during the East Bucha vibes, like 2009. Yeah, skateboard vibes.
World,
and all
World
of that.
Cup, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. exactly. Yeah, so, Nikila Bol, Abo. Nikala Bolo on my crutches. And there was this other time we were at the party. And then I asked my friends to teach me how to dance. Mm. You know? And then, they taught me how to dance. Like, hey, left crutch, you know, left leg and all of that. Do a skateboard. You know how to do a skateboard. Do your legs like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they taught me how to do that. And then, the basics. And then from there, it was so fascinating for me because, like, I already knew how to use my crutches however I want, you know. So yeah. It was much more easier for me to like adapt into it. And then what fascinated me was I started doing what the guys were doing, you know, exactly. So we used to do like sketches, which is like routines, you know. So
and you would match them on your crutches, one leg.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We'd do like duets, you know, trios. And then from there, I started to join like local cliques. And then we started doing like street battles, you know. That's where my dance got like evolved, you know, into something else, you know. And I used to be in Tsumbua and yo, I need to make Bula Majita.
Because it's unexpected, bro. Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
When they see me, they're like, this guy.
Like,
and I go
whose
in.
Whose little brother is this?
Do the things. Plus, we used to have this thing called the heat. You know, the heat is when like when you go down, you do like 3 steps and. Do you like a stunt nyana? So I used to be nice with the stunts because my upper body was strong, right?
Yeah.
And then I used to do like balance, like different balances. So when it comes to that, you know, vibe, I used to.
No sharper like the Asha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
You
know,
do you like the F nyana balance and stuff?
So can I ask? I know that you had gone through the process of finding out that you had cancer and that amputate your leg. I can only imagine what it was like as a child. Having to kind of like adjust to having all of your body working at once and then having to readjust to have one part of your body lacking, but having to rely on all of your body. That is incredible because as a person who's able-bodied, I sometimes find myself so reliant on everything and it still doesn't do enough for me. After watching you, I felt like, you know what? Actually, I complain about a lot.
Mm.
There's a lot of things that I take for granted. Yeah. And this is human who is transcending beyond what the human brain can comprehend and moving people and telling a story through. I just wanted to say it's brilliant.
And he doesn't have plastic plates from Temu. He's got real plates.
This food has a comfortable place to be eaten.
Shouldn't
have chicken lays fully on the plate.
First of all, it's dead and uncomfortable.
Stepchild.
No, but Farida touched on something very important, bro. You were hit with a very tough situation early in your life, right?
Yeah.
Like in your formative years, you were diagnosed with bone cancer.
Yeah. Cholosteosarcoma.
Cholosteos?
Osteosarcoma. Yeah, it's found in the bone marrow.
Okay. Yeah. And the decision was made to amputate.
Yeah.
Was that a life or death decision?
Yeah. So how it went down is, I got sick for like a year, you know, and my knee was getting swollen every day, you know. And then my mom used to take me from like doctors to doctors, you know, used to go like clinics and all of that, hospitals. They would admit me and then call specialists. You know, I remember I was in a room full of specialists, you know, they came and just like analyzed my leg. It was like a guinea pig, but they couldn't find anything, you know, until there was a suggestion. We're like, okay, Musa, you need to go to Joburg Gen to do a biopsy. You know, so a biopsy is like a surgical process where they cut you out and then they take the bone marrow. And then they go test it, you know. So when the results came in, that's where they told me, like, hey, bro, you have cancer. But at that time, for me, I think I was young.
How old were you, bro?
I was 10, 11.
10, 11?
11 years old.
Yeah. So young.
Yeah. So at that time, I mean, if they told me that now, I would have broken into pieces. But then I didn't know what cancer was.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what helped me is I lost the sense of walking, you know. And
both legs.
No.
Just on the one.
The sense of walking in terms of like, you know. So I forgot how it's just like to stand upright, to walk, you know, on both feet, you know. That's what happened. And then, Musa, you have this. For me, it was like I had tears of joy. Why? Because like now we know what's wrong, you know. Yeah. We have the solution. We have, you know, because after that, they told my mom, yo, this is it. You know, this is cancer. And then after that, they're like, okay, we have a solution. He has to go to Barragan at Ward 43. They're going to treat him and all of that. It was stage 3, I think. You know, so, yeah, at that time, it was, I think, here on my knee, like right on my knee, just above, I think. And then, you know, I'm PHA, any black person. So they diagnosed me with that, and we had to make a decision. And then they suggested, so they put me on chemo like 2 weeks. And then they were like, "Hey, we're not sure. Well, to be sure, this leg needs to go out, you know." And then, and then for me, because the leg was just, yo, bro, if you could see it, you wouldn't react like that. You were going to rejoice. My leg was rotten. It was big.
No.
I even used to play with it. Like, I used to take, like, needles and poke
it. Because it has no feeling.
I had no feeling on it.
What games would you play on the leg?
Yeah.
I used to, like,
that is also like a very interesting insight. Or people might think or you missed that leg, but the memories you have of that leg was not great for yourself, you know, because they might think about their own legs. They're like, my leg is fine, I love this leg, but you're like, mine was not the one.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Because
so you made the decision, Horai.
Yeah.
Lundwana must go.
Yeah, it has to go. It had to go, bro. It had to go. Like I couldn't stand. It was heavy for me, you know. At that time it was the size of my head or bigger. You know, that's how the tumor was.
And just from around the knee, right?
Yeah, it was just like big, like this.
That has to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, very uncomfortable. You know, I used to like sleep like this the whole time. If I turned, bro, the pain was just like,
oh no.
And school-wise?
Yeah. School-wise, I missed school for like 1.5 years. So I was behind like 2 years.
Because of this?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, bro. Yeah. So you make the decision to get rid of it, which I assume was not an easy decision at home.
Yeah, for me, it was just like, let's get rid of it. And then at home, you were like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then you made the decision to get rid of it. How was life after losing a limb? Because you mentioned that you had even lost the feeling of walking on both legs. Yeah, so you had to relearn how to walk
completely
on one leg,
but
also you had to go back into the world with one leg.
Yes. I think for me, it was a blessing that I found it at the young age where I'm still trying to figure out what's going on in life, you know. That's where I realized, or like, until you are at like a life-threatening situation, you'll never know your utmost potential, you know. So for me, it was one of those moments, because after my amputation, 2 days after my amputation, gained complexion, gained weight.
Gained complexion?
Yeah.
No lemons.
Hey, Brian. I know I'm dark now, but like, this is...
Yeah, back to yourself.
You know, I remember they sent me to ICU after my amputation because I lost a lot of blood. Yeah, I remember I played with my mom. I mocked her. I was like, because I was sleeping there, and then she came in for the first time. She saw me, and then I had felt, oh, okay, the leg is gone, and then I had a relief, you know. And then my mom was just there, and then she was just chilling. What do you need? I need coffee. I need what, you know? And then I was like, can you please lift my leg? I was like, which one? This one. and then I could see her, bro. I could see her, like, her eyes shutting down. It was like, now I have to explain.
Oh, no.
Man, I was playing with her. You know,
I would have done the same thing.
Mama, why?
It was a journey, but for me, I'm literally glad. And going back to school, I think like 4 to 5 days after my amputation, they sent me back to Baragwanath at Ward 43 to continue with the treatment.
With the treatment, yes.
And then already, man, I was just like up and running. They called me for physiotherapy just to help me how to like walk with crutches and stuff. And then let me tell you, my physio that day, I don't know what was going on here. She took me outside. Man. So there's a process where you have to like walk on rails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you balance with the rail. Yeah.
Get used to. She took me. She gave me crutches. We went to the park, and then that park was uneven. You know, like you can't walk there with crutches for the first time. And then she was like, "Okay, this is how you walk. You hold these in. You walk. You place them in front, and then put your leg in front of them." And I was like, "Bro, how am I gonna do this?" And I walked. The second day, bro, I was playing football.
Love that.
What?
For real. She helped me, bro. Like, she helped me how to, like, sense, okay, this left side is, it's a bit, like, skewed. I need to, like, how to adjust it.
Adjust
you
know,
would you say she threw you in the deep end?
In the deep end.
She didn't, like, baby you. She was just like, let's go.
Let's do it. Let's play. Let's do this. Hey, come here. Yeah, she would call me, like, a lot. Like, you know, maybe she'd throw something there and she'd go and get it. She was like, come here. Let's stand here. And, you know, I, like, struggle my way in, you know. But, yeah, she really helped.
Do you remember her name?
Yeah. No.
Aye, Osphysio.
Yo,
Osphysio. Osphysio. Look at your work today. Look at your work, Osphysio.
This guy was dancing like a jellyfish.
What is it?
Fluid boat.
Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, Britain's Got Talent. I get them on which I have a super girl jellyfish. Body, I move. Like, yeah, move a body. Yes. Hey. He's a moving body.
He's a moving guy.
Yeah, he's a moving guy.
So that must have meant so much to you that your soccer dream wasn't like, because as a kid, you were a soccer star. You know, you used to play Koskela, and losing a leg meant you couldn't play.
Yeah.
How did it feel knowing that you could play? Did it say something to you? If I can like walk this. Again, if I can play again, I can do anything again.
Yeah, definitely. I remember the first time I played football was with Musa. Now he's Dr. Musa.
Oh,
we're still in your team.
Why went there so much? Why am I so handsome, Squidward?
Why are you handsome?
That's my guy.
Squidward looks, his head is like this.
See, that's my guy. Tyrese meets Ty Diggs. He's a combo.
Ty Diggs.
If you mix Ty Diggs and Tyrese, you get Dr. Musa.
Wow.
Guys, wow. I'm serious. Do that picture, man.
I went to colorist.
I love bye.
So you were playing soccer with the doctors, Ntwana?
Yeah. We were just playing, passing ball each other. They came, like, you know, like the UATV cast was there.
Yeah.
You know, they came to visit us, you know. And then we were just playing. And then from there, I was like, I can kick it, Moose. And then from there, I'm fit too. When I go play, I play with my friends, play that. I think that's what made me like skip the depression mode. Because already I was just like that cool guy. Guys, you walk in crutches, people will be like, oh, askies, until the ball comes in and then they kick it, you know.
And then they're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, bro. You know, I used to make shows, guys. You gotta, one Paolo Majita and all of that. And I used to play like nice. You know, I still play now.
You know? Is it?
Yeah, I play for Arsenal amputee team.
Sorry?
Whoa, you can't just skip past that.
You're just dropping names like
it's... Hey. Flex.
Like,
Dr. Musa, you flex, Mara.
Arsenal.
Yeah, I play for Arsenal amputee team. Yeah.
That is...
What?
You, everything that comes out of your mouth at this point is just, like, amazing. Because I'm like, how are you even able to overcome all these things at such a young age and still excel?
Arsenal.
Yeah.
But you... Bruh, you know, that just blew my mind. But you mentioned something about how your friends helped you integrate. Mm-hmm. Did you ever get bullied? Or did you ever get like, did people ever like...
Yeah, for sure. Not bully like, I don't recall. But you know, but obviously they'll say nasty stuff about, you know. But in my mind, I programmed it, you know. There's this one guy. in Baragwanath. He's just working, and we call him Maloon, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, there's always that one. There's one patient that never left the hospital.
Nazila! Nazila!
You just hear him in the passage.
Bebo, Bebo, Bebo! Banaba Malume!
Nah. So Malume, Malume.
Now be saying Malume. Leg of lamb, Malume!
Leg of lamb!
One step.
One step. Malume used to like come in and he used to motivate us, you know. He used to come in and he told us, like, he prepared you mentally. Okay, Maupumala, you're gonna have two different sides of people, the good and the bad, you know, but focus on the good side, you know. If someone says to you, onanyao or something, focus on, oh, the person saw me today, and then you paid attention to what I'm doing, you know.
That's powerful.
So for me, I was
that
just like,
very powerful.
That's where I realized that I'm a moving billboard, you know, because wherever I go, people look at me, you know, so that way I always look nice sometimes.
Aish!
But like, he like prepared me mentally. But the thing that I was scared of was going to school, primary, you know, because they saw me before and after amputation, right? So when I came in, things were a little bit awkward, you know. But on the first day, you know, the first day is not normal. Gosh, it's not normal. I don't know.
Yeah,
especially
no pillars about.
Sebukeng secondary.
No, Bula di Chava.
Bula di Chava.
Bula di Chava.
Bula di Chava. Open up the Chava.
So Sebukeng is.
Open the nation's secondary primary first school.
Grade not. Grade 12.
And school for adults at night.
Exactly, used to be there.
There was a school for adults at night.
This is not a lie. I am shocked. Oh.
Sebukeng,
doing primary school with
high schoolers
with safety boots.
Can you reflect as again?
So, the first time I went to school, first day, so it was not normal. So banana bazala come and clean all of that.
Yeah.
So I went outside and then, my friends were there as well. You know, so anyway, they know I know how to play football. So from the day we played football, and then people was just like. And then I started to be the cool kid. So no kid can come and say, on a loot and stuff. You know, it was like, flip, this guy can play. One table, kill him one. You know, so they'll wait, like, a couple breaky, you know.
You'd be the guy they brag about.
Yeah.
Or you see that guy. It's come on a little.
Yeah.
That's so
cool. It used to be fun, though.
So you're very comfortable with eyes from a very young age. So, like, then how does... In that whole situation,
So because Negala Bolo. So this one time, as I said, like we were at the party. I think that night, that day we were playing.
That's when something clicked.
Yeah.
That night when you and your boys started dancing.
Yeah. So that was the time where I felt like, okay, there has to be a change or something, you know? Because now I used to be like an academic, you know, like I used to be like that guy who works hard. I'm not smart, but I work hard, you know. So when dance found me, I literally, you know, changed my mind, you know, changed everything. More especially like 2010, you know, when we were auditioning for Disky Dance. So Kuka see that we gathered around and then we were like, hey, we're going to the audition. Somizi was hosting audition. After that, first time seeing Somizi, you know, in person, I was just like starstruck and all of that. And then
do you remember what he said to you?
Yeah, I remember. We took, Canada, and then it's like 100 of you, and then 100 of dancers, and then we do like a Disky Dance, and then they look around, and then they write down, and then they just put like, point, okay, batlawan. And then they were just like, you know, and then they're looking at you. And I was like, okay, what do I work on now? And we were doing Disky Dance. After we're done, and he came to me, he was like, how old are you? I'm like, I think I was like 14, 15, 16. I was 16. I'm like, I'm 16. You're like, flip. I'm like, what? You're like, you're underage.
You were underage. I'm like, yo, I just lost a gig like that.
Oh, for the gig?
Yeah.
No, bro.
No,
Ricky Muta.
Azang ukhona ukugena.
Nah, I didn't. But frankly,
wow. Oh, wow.
I didn't want to take it like that. But
my,
obvious, my brother.
He didn't want to take it.
Ah, focus, this is a family show.
Yeah, my brother. Urisa got the back root.
Hey, Mudimo, Rekopa. Hey, Retuse. Yes, Malume Mosa.
Let's go back on the street road.
Let's go back on the street.
On the street.
What's on the street road?
I know.
Okay.
You know
what? Tizi, please. Yes.
Then so easy.
So you didn't make it, right?
No.
But what I liked from that is that you got a taste of what or how far you can take this thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean that's main stage, and this was you were essentially going to be one of the dancers for Sumizi during World Cup, right?
Yeah.
So to get to a point where you're like, here's my destiny. I came this close, but I couldn't. Did that let off a light bulb in your head? I've chosen the right path to pursue.
Yeah, for sure. From that day, that's where I realized, this is how far I can get. So if I do this 3 more times, meaning I can go a bit further than that, you know. And then I started getting like calls like from him. You know, we did like DSTV ad. Wow. We did like Black Label TV ad.
Booked and busy.
Yeah, you know.
Nice.
And it led me to other things, you know, like shooting like music videos, you know, and even when Drake was around, shooting the music video.
But we
shot the one
dance. Did you get to meet Drake?
Yeah, I did.
Sorry?
And let me tell you what happened.
Please.
Yes.
Please,
right? You met Drake.
Let me tell you what happened.
I'm not sure. Come on,
no, Flavortron the best.
Yeah, but the original.
If Kara is that, tell her more fire. Yes, dog, wait. You met Drake.
So we did an audition. We had an agent at that time, Limaji. So I used to dance Limaji and Relief for it was me, Voyod, Bibo and Dume. So we had this audition because we were auditioning a lot. We were like, hey, there's a music video, whatever, but they won't tell you who you're auditioning for. So you prepare a routine and then you go there, we auditioned, Abo. And we came back, we got a call back. It was like, yeah, you made it. The shoot is when. On the day, we were like, who are we shooting for? Whose music video is this? We're like, nah, we won't tell you until you get to the set. Mm. Like, oh, I bet.
So who did you think at that time?
I didn't have any, you know, in my mind. Papa Bin.
What's your color? I'm a gold color.
African American.
We are gold bones.
Hey.
Very aggressive.
You must watch Gold Bone.
Gold Bone?
Yeah, it's Papa Penny's song. Gold Bone. Yeah. Yes, Njaka, so you didn't know who it was.
Love it.
So yeah, we got to the set. Avoda. No, not me, don't answer. I was gonna lie. Lapinville.
Yeah.
So we to the train station where they used to do like Red Bull beat battle things.
Yes.
So we were there and then they told us like, yo, leave your phones here with your bags and all of that. Get into your costume and let's go to the set. We went to the set. Clip down. Come cuckoo.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The set was nice, man. The set was lit. And then we were just chilling. Okay, we did like rehearsals and all of that. And then we chill and then they're like, okay, cool. So now, okay, this is one dance, you know. The song is one dance. And then directors were just like placing us. Come here. And then we did like camera rehearsals and all of that. We're like, okay, cool. Don't freak out. Don't do anything. The person is about to come. All right, cool. Emma, we're chilling. Like, parks there. And then they placed us. And he comes out of the car. Hey, that guy is tall and, you know, white. You know,
white.
Very white. He was white, bro. Like,
yeah. Kendrick is right.
He's a pin right. That's a white man.
And then, director and all of that. And then, director, are super. I was like, yeah, keep on.
Oh
and
goodness.
He looked at us and I was like, the magic, they were like, bro, he didn't even like, he didn't just look at us. They came with him to us. And then we were the first people that he greeted.
Wow.
And he came there. How are you doing? We shake the hand.
That is.
The hand was so
cool.
Soft, bro.
Of course.
Like,
of course. Kendrick
was
right.
So tall. I was like, bro, what just happened? You know, like, oh. So yeah, it was just like, yeah, that moment. That was the best moment ever.
Man. And then after that, you must just be normal and do the routine.
Yeah. And they expect you to be normal. Just like, okay, now we met Drake. Let's start from the beginning. We're still like,
but we still. And could you focus on your routine, or did you keep looking at him the whole time? Time to do this thing alone.
I hate you. I can't.
Bro, you met Drake in South Africa. Call me cuckoo.
Go clip down.
Get out of here, dog.
That's why I realized, dog, I'm 15. 2 years, celebrity crush is not working. If your girl is saying, I have a celebrity crush, it's possible to meet that guy. It's possible. I've met people that I never thought I'd meet.
Like your story, though, is so unique in itself. Yeah. Is that everything is almost like I feel like you've worked so hard to kind of like move yourself away from the stereotypical, I don't have a leg now I'm just kissing, or I'm just trying. There's a lot more that goes into physically being that human being. Mentally, you made a switch. It's hard to switch your mind mentally to anything.
Yeah.
Especially living a life that is now physically different.
Mm-hmm.
Everything changes. I want to dip into something there. Relationships. As a young... As a young kid.
Thank you, Farida.
This is why I'm here.
No shella joang.
Stop this show right now.
Hey.
Navigating relationships as a young person in South Africa is it's a journey on its own.
Mm-hmm.
You are now dealing with someone who isn't normal per se.
Mm.
How are your interactions with the opposite sex or the person you like?
Me. Mm. Hey, me, I'm shy and so I just like.
So your face is the card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So no sashele ntwana.
Ah, kashele. But I make sure that you see me.
Okay.
I make sure that you see me. And then I read your energy. You know, if you give me those creepy things, I know you have to be creepy, you know, like you have to be like, feel that weird. Mm. And it's not like I'm blaming you. Mm. I understand, you know, that is why I don't go for everyone, you know. I wouldn't go for when I normally when they're just like, hey, how you doing? Give me a hug, you know. Mm. Yeah, some people, they need to mentally adjust.
Mm. Yeah.
This is what I'm seeing. Mm. You know, give them time. But if I vibe with your energy and yeah, we're good. I've never dated someone that I met today, you know. I'm like, hey, how are you doing? Can we just...
Shell.
Yeah.
It's an adjustment period. Have you ever seen a girl who has one leg? Have you ever come across?
Yeah. We have... remember I was in a cancer ward. So it was like...
Oh, yeah. You make friends. Mm.
But now... But now we have like an amputee WhatsApp group. Like what's a group like with South Africans who are amputee?
Oh wow!
Oh, that's dope.
Like
that's
a support
dope.
Group or just a group where everyone just speaks.
It's more of like we support each other. Okay. You know. And I've met. And it's different. You know why? If I would date an amputee right now, I would be so obsessed with her. She would be obsessed with me because we understand each other.
Mm.
But would it have to be like a same leg or like?
I can.
Wait, on a little right, not on a little left.
Oh, no, not to everyone.
Yeah, we officially become one person.
Yeah, I love that.
Literally.
I love that.
Bro, like your attitude, right?
It's
amazing. I don't even have the words for it, but it's your attitude. It's second to no other. Yeah. And it's actually number one. Mm. Like for me, I'm like, yo, this is a dope attitude to have in life for anything of any like.
Which explains the greatness he's achieved at such a young age, right?
Yes.
And you see, you know, I think that's the thing we see the most. Because if you watch that audition, I've watched your audition more than 10 times.
And I've cried
every time. I watched it again last night just to refresh. And I cried the exact same way at the same moments every time. But I think that's the thing that shines through when you watch that audition is throughout the audition, we're looking at you, right? We're analyzing everything you're going through. But when we look at you, you're happy, you're calm, you're in a good place. Yeah. We're the ones freaking out. We're the ones, and you're just like, this is me, guys. You know?
Jellyfish.
I'm a jellyfish. Can't like it all floater. Kill it sharp, kill it sharp.
This tonight.
Ever. You know, normally after performance, it was like, what's up, man?
When's it peg out? What got me was the presenters at the back were like,
yeah, those two, yeah. And they usually have something to say.
They said, he was just like, that was brilliant. Mm. Absolutely brilliant. I was like, it's the emotion that is evoked from the music, watching this person overcome these things. I felt, I don't know if it's normal, but my one leg was tensed because I was like,
Farida.
No, but that's
Farida,
it.
Guys, Farida, how Farida?
Guys, wait.
So no nyako
lynch Farida when I.
Telling, I can hardly.
WhatsApp group ele lo kan se.
You know what? So
Mosaremoni o le ka mountain two as ka tlo re tloae.
Wait. I could be part of the group because I'm missing a tip of my finger.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine my distraughtness, losing something that I can already have. I use my fingers every day. Mm. But having to look at it and think, I once had like a full finger. Mm. I can only imagine the adjustment to having a complete limb and still being happy, grateful, positive, going for your dreams, killing it in the game, doing everything everybody can do, but 10 times better.
So what support system? Because I'm... very interested in your attitude. Like, what support system do you have at home
that keeps you
that keeps you like that? Is it a father? Is your father around?
Yeah. Okay. Everyone is around.
Unya
go ba
father,
right? Titi loves present fathers.
Una no obsession.
I can't with Nasna.
Oh! Don't worry, we are together, my friend.
You see great people, you're like, this one had a father.
Yeah, no.
No wonder you are great.
No wonder
you're present. No wonder emotional. Without a father, emotional. Nah. But this is how I won. I will never forget you.
I'm finding you tonight.
So our child like a support structure and your loving father.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all good. Like my family is nice, man. You know. So go high. My biological parents are no longer together. Mm. You know, they separated a long time ago. So right now, I stay with my dad, but I stay like both sides. You know, since I've came back from UK, like I stay both sides. Sometimes I go to my mom, sometimes I stay with my dad. You know, I have a loving stepmom and three little sisters. You know, from my mom's side, it's just me and my big brother. You know, so yeah, the support is there. You know, so I'm still getting the question of like, stop banning Mujahefa. When are you gonna, you know, continue do something else? You know, I get it from a perspective of like. And then because they're not exposed to my world, they wouldn't understand, really.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do this until I'm 50. I mean, my mentor is like almost 50 and he still dances today. You know, so yeah, supporting at the Kohai, literally. That's like good. they back me up every day, every time, everything that I do.
Okay.
So I
see the thing is even if they're separated, just have a relationship with both.
I wanna ask you a very random question, and I think you answered it with the WhatsApp group. Mm-hmm. But I wanna play devil's advocate because I wanna ask you questions that I know some of our cheese gang and whatever would like to ask. But a lot of the times people don't feel comfortable to ask certain questions because they think they'll be stepping on your toes.
Wow. You couldn't further. You couldn't. I saw it coming. Kibon. No, Kibon. Kibon, you mischief.
You guys, you guys are making me the bad guy here. Stop.
Ever since you got this Temu thing, I think it's like attitude. Please don't wash this thing today.
I know. I think if I wash it, it's gone.
It's already gone.
Next episode, it's white.
No, more under the arms, he's got bubbles. Bubbles from friction.
Oh, man.
Bro, here's my random question that I assume everyone would want to ask. When you buy a pair of shoes. I hate all of you. I hate all of you. I can't stand any of you right now.
What do you do with the other shoes?
I just keep it at home. I just keep it.
Only one of one.
Oh my God.
I keep them, bro. I keep them.
So you keep the other shoe?
I still have the new ones.
Is it?
Yeah, but I have a friend in the UK, so he's like a right amputee.
That's what I was gonna ask, and that's why I said I think the group kind of answers it because if you had found someone who's a right amputee, you could give them the lift.
Do you
have someone like that that sometimes
he's
trade?
He's my best friend. We play football together as well, so I give him my left shoes. But it depends which shoe is it.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because some of them you need to keep them together. Them, like this one, you can't separate this one. Because the reason why I also asked that question, right, the follow-up to that is because if you do have someone that you can match up with like that, then you have someone who you can buy sneakers with all the time.
Yeah.
So like, Ntwana, hey, the new J4s are out. Are we getting this pair?
Because it's for both of us.
How dope is that?
That's very dope.
You see, I was going somewhere with this.
It's just that you told me like I did toes.
Kimo ailing wrong. Stepile wrong.
Yeah. No, because I saw, you know where this question stems from? On your one social media post, someone sent you a pair of shoes. and I thought, like,
what do you do with the other one?
Would they send you one Or do they send you two?
Pay.
Yeah, just pay.
Pay. Always so the nice ones you keep and then the other ones. Yeah, but you and your boy that you play soccer, you guys must look into doing that.
Yeah, we kind of like had a conversation about it. Mm. But we have different style taste, and all of that. So now I'm that person who like, I see a shoe and then I don't look at the price. I just like, okay, I want this.
You know, Shapamo. My dog.
Yeah, no.
See ya, fana.
Yeah, no. When you start doing well, you know, it happens. Yeah. Oh, gotta have that, you know. That thing has my name on it.
Bro, 2 gigs. I've had the honor of performing with the legend himself.
Is it?
First time was in the bar.
Yeah, human rights.
So we were doing a human rights thing, activation. It was a big day. There was lots of youth in the audience. Yeah. I was emceeing. It was a time when MT was like, like he was
roll
just
up.
When Roll Up was that just hit, bro. So I remember MT was the big thing. But I remember before when MT performed, you and your crew jumped on stage, and I still have that video on my social media somewhere, bro. But I remember that was the first time I ever got to perform with you, and my mind was completely blown, right? Yeah. And then fast forward a couple of years later. We're doing a corporate gig for the Development Bank of South Africa.
Yes, I remember.
And I was emceeing. You and your crew were dancing.
Yeah.
And then I emceed, you guys came, you did your show. And then the CEO at the time came on stage immediately afterwards and he was like, listen, I'm going to give these guys, the dance crew you just saw now, I'm giving them R1 million.
That is crazy business.
Like, that he literally just flat out, he said, and we weren't even there for that. It was a gig.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that. It sounds like it was a spur of the moment.
The CEO went on and, spur of the moment, he said, I'm giving, what I just witnessed today, we are giving that dance crew R1 million.
That is crazy.
They gave you that million?
I was working for a dance company at that time.
Oh, so it went
into the dance company?
To help
He was the guy that got them the money.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I got nothing. You're not asking me how much I got.
Working together
as a group, but
we're not really your fee.
Someone is like, you guys are so amazing. Here's a meter. I'm running with the keys.
So what happened to that meter? Did it go into developing?
Yeah,
the academy and you.
Yeah, because I was still a trainee at the time. Mm. You know, and for the trainees, the money comes from like funders, you know, and all of that, sponsors, donors. Mm. So that money worked on for other generations, I believe.
That's crazy.
Oh man, and
you can, when I teach you about like Louis the next day.
Have any of your teachers been on I Blew It? And then the whole pancake.
We're nearing closer to the time. Okay.
So I wanna finish where I was going with the whole thing. Okay, Sharp. So you got that mold. It helped develop your academy, it helped develop you. How did you go from being a dancer here to all the way to the UK? How did you get there? How did you get to the UK? Did you go by yourself? Did you go to your family? And how did you finally get to the audition of Britain's Got Talent?
Oh, yeah. I worked for the company from 2018 until 2021.
Yeah.
That's when I resigned, you know. And then I freelanced, you know, for like 6 months, close to a year. And then the company in London, they contacted me through WhatsApp, through Instagram, you know. So the executive director... he saw my videos, you know, on Instagram, and then he immediately wanted to work with me, you know. And then the conversation escalated to my manager, and then we had a call, and then they organized like everything, visas and all of that, you know. And I went 2021. Yes, I went there 2021 in October, and just for us to like check out what's going on. Can he work with me, you know? How do I work my strategies, you know? And then, it was kind of fun. You know, they were about to do the Peaky Blinders?
Yes. Yeah, Peaky Blinders. Yeah, I love Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, they were about to do like a trailer for the theater
theater show for it, you know. Yeah. So they called me in and they gave me a character, one of the main characters in it. So because COVID hit again, I couldn't go back to shoot, but I, you know, we worked on it. And then they were like, okay, we like you, you know, we want you to come now and do this with us. And then I signed a contract for to do the Peaky Blinder theater show only, you know. And then 2022, I went there in February. I worked there until we finished in last year.
2023.
Yes. And then when the contract was about to end, they were like, okay, we want you to be permanent now, you know, we want you to work with us, you know. And then the BGT thing kind of came with this other friend of mine. His name is Jan. So we met Kada in the UK. He was about to do like a dance show, you know, but unfortunately our scheduled with clashing and all that. So he suggested, because he was working as like a talent search for Britain's Got Talent. And then he told me about the auditions, like, yo, since when you know, you are this good and all of that, I want you to try this. And in my mind, I'm like, I've always wanted to try this, but I didn't know how to get on it, you know. And then he told me, like, oh, hey, there's auditions. I'm like, okay, cool, let me reach out. I reached out and I got called in, you know, sent the videos and all of that, go through the whole process. And then, yeah, until the day when I went to the Britain's Got Talent to audition. And that day was really weird.
Why? What happened?
So I was doing the tour, the UK tour with the company, with this Peaky Blinder show. So we were coming from Southampton. Southampton is like from Pretoria to Joburg.
Mm. Okay.
And
it resonated a lot. Okay. Yeah, you want that.
So on that time I had an injury like on this side, my shoulder, my knee and my ankle, right?
And it's your whole functioning side.
Yeah.
Yo.
But we have like good physios there.
Okay.
So the company has their own physio, so they literally give you like lasers and all of that, you know. So I had to also get like a steroid for my shoulder. It was bad. But on the day, so like maybe I'm going to the audition tomorrow. We're traveling back today after the show. So the show ends like 10 p.m., 10:30. I take a train from Southampton to London. I arrive at my place around like 2 a.m., you know. And then already on the day, I have to be in Manchester on like 12. So I have to wake up early in the morning. My train is at like 8 a.m. So I got to my place, literally I got in, dropped my bags, showered, went out. You know, I didn't even sleep. I went out, got the train, went to Manchester, I had to wait a little bit, and then I auditioned. In that audition, I was in pain throughout.
Sure.
Yo.
One could never tell.
Yeah, I was in pain throughout.
A smile on your face and you killed it.
Bro, I was out. I literally, if I can show you the video of the original routine and show you the audition one, way too different. The things that I needed to do, but I couldn't because, my ankle was starting to like, you know,
flare.
Yeah, and I had to save myself for the other shows because two days after that, we were going to another city to perform. And that show is 2 hours long, so I had to like save myself from it.
Yo.
So that audition,
bro, you just made the most incredible audition. Dude. Even more incredible.
Nice.
it was tough. Like I can't watch it. You know, when I watch it, I have to shift my mind. If maybe like I'm at the show or something, and then people are like, "Let's play a video before," and then they play it, and then I have to watch it. I remember everything, like how I felt on the day, what was happening in my mind.
Go through those emotions.
Yeah, so
that's why that video is so emotional. We were feeling your emotions as well.
That's a lot.
Come on, Orenzing, when us are Orenzing, we release a year. My time about to
that was like that was the day for me, you know. And you know, on the video that you see guys on like YouTube or whatever, like it doesn't do justice. You know what was happening in the show stopped. Literally the show stopped. I was not the last person to perform there, but I had like the way things were, I was the last person for the day. I think I was what? Like, when we said to be five.
That's incredible.
But imagine there's a juggler there.
That warm up.
But okay, that's it for today.
But guys, listen. Yeah, we found the thing.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Next day is another one.
Yeah.
Britain's Got Talent 2022. Okay?
Yeah. I just hired these 10 pin bulls.
You don't have another 10 pounds.
No ways, bro. So or after that, they
it was out.
The show stopped.
The show stopped because of the noise that was inside the theater.
Because of what the audience was.
Yeah, I couldn't hear what the judges were saying. I was just saying, yeah, thank you.
Because everybody in the auditorium was standing up and like, it was.
They looked like they were gonna beat the judges.
For real.
Some people were starting to walk down. They were about to walk out.
What?
Real? The technical team. I saw them on the side. They were just like walking in. You know, it was chaos, bro.
Yo.
It was chaos. Like, what happened there? Everyone kept on saying, it's the first time.
Ever.
Yeah. Even when Naomi called me, she was like, that was the first time I saw the audition like that. And I believe that in American Got Talent, you will do it. You know? Like, it was weird.
Bro, I think, man, like, you're making me relive that moment again.
And going through.
Yes. But do you see what a God moment that was, right? Because you didn't even do the routine the way you wanted to,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that was always destined for you.
Mm-hmm.
That moment was always destined for you, regardless of whether you had a shoulder or an ankle that was flaring.
Yeah.
You didn't do it the way you wanted to, but look at how beautifully that moment has turned out for you.
Yo,
yeah. Yo, man, like,
I'm speechless.
I'm also speechless.
I feel like that moment was more than just about the performance.
Yeah, that's true.
I think everything that you came with, just trying to leave it on the floor, was everything everyone received. And that's what moved besides what we see.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything encompassing your journey to that moment.
Yeah.
Everything after that, even. In this moment,
mm-hmm.
your life was always ordained to be this way.
Yes.
There was nothing and no one, not even a leg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For me, bruh, it's you, dog.
It's you. Bro.
Like, it's for sure. Like, even when we met, because we met outside the car parking lot, the one you were parking.
Ginger oil.
Ginger oil.
Modified.
He was parking his Ferrari, I was parking my Porsche. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not change it, you know. Push 1 liter.
Good.
He hit my car with one of his crutches. Eh? Must see the dent.
Bro, what I call SMD. Code 3.
But it's you, man. Like, I think,
bro, yeah.
I think everything that you talk about and, you know, with your story and all that stuff, like, for me, what stands out in every single thing, whether it's dancing, soccer, we didn't even speak about Arsenal.
Mm.
But for me, the light is you, man. Like, I feel like I'm gonna start embracing that more than anything. Cause you know, like, it's easy to say, hey, that money is good and look at all the things that could have possibly held him back. But it's like, no, you're just not that person.
Yeah.
You are a complaining type. We're not complainer. This guy is the guy.
So for
me, like, thank you for that attitude, man. It's really aspirational. Mm. Like, that's what I think kids' shows should be.
Nah, bro, I couldn't have said it better myself. I echo Tizi's sentiments, bro. Like, when you're out there doing your thing, you don't realize how much of or how many of us you carry on your back, right? You are flying the South African flag high at the moment, wherever you go, right? But when we see you, bro, we see our hopes, we see our dreams. And I don't know, man. Like Tizi said it earlier, your attitude is golden, bro. So when I see the attitude you have towards your life and the amount of work you put into your career, because I know you have like a rigorous training program, right? You wake up early, you do ballet for 3 hours. You know, there's all these things, but to see what you've managed to accomplish in the time that you've managed to accomplish, and for you to always be, every time I've seen you, you've had the same smile, same attitude. I just want to say, on behalf of everyone you've inspired along your journey, I want to say thank you, yeah, including me.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. Including me, you know? So thank you for what you did out there. Yes, it was a beautiful moment, but you touched so many of our lives and you helped us adjust our attitude a little bit better. No, and for that, I want to thank you, bro.
Thank you.
You are a living legend.
A legend.
A legend.
A legend.
Mamela, ladies and gentlemen, Reduce Liena, Mosa Mota, Wakusibukeng.
Ain't you going to ask me what's my best moment I've ever had?
We're still coming to the fight question.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Shapile mutuka crutch.
Yeah, bitch.
No, not a crutch. Not in Kilo. So it's like,
oh, that guy wasn't fighting fair. He took the crutches.
Yeah, he took them.
No.
Went in.
You murdered him.
Ah, fled. Yo.
Yeah, that's all I need to know. Because
yeah.
The way you're confident, I know that's a winner. You know, when people start saying it was, and it was.
No, but
know,
this guy took away the crutches.
That is evil.
So I'm Mushapa standing on one and one.
Yeah.
Or DDT.
Mama, what about Bantu sitting on Tiba? I need to trap.
Is it? Oh, I feel like I'm fast.
I'm telling Kuka, like, Bantiba.
Gathering.
Ah, we lose it.
How old were you?
No, last year.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
No, Musa.
Like, they are in the early days.
What inspired Maru?
Marwan Rabana.
No, but you have to. You have to.
Yeah.
Put your foot down.
Marina.
Okay. Okay.
No, not down.
Okay. What was your best moment?
Yeah. Oh, we need a cleansing after this show today.
What was your best moment?
Yeah, so in closing, that's what we wanted to know, Khoryo. What has been the career highlight for you? What has been your best moment? And also, who have you gotten to work with as a result of that big moment?
Also, bro, you're gonna come back here, ne?
Cause yeah, we're not done.
I think, like you said about some other guests saying that Didi, you were saying that she's like a book, and we just got through the front page.
Yeah,
we're no baby.
Yeah, we've only read a few chapters. we need. Yeah.
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
So yeah, bro, what is your career highlight number one, and also who have you gotten to work with as a result of?
I mean, the best moment is, let me start with the highlight. The highlight was to have like a segment in the Vogue magazine. That was the highlight for me, you know.
Only more Vogue.
Yeah.
A feature.
Vogue British. Yeah.
Vogue kiamu kiamu overseas na.
Vogue.
It's a magazine.
How to be Vogue? Hmm? Kitsuba.
Men's health.
Literal love.
True life.
Okay, let's continue. My
Yeah, so that was my highlight. I know sometimes when, like, for other people, it's not really. But for me, I was like, I achieved so much to an extent that I get an invite from Vogue. You know? And it's not just Vogue, because everyone was there. Even Mewa and Odingwa, we both cut.
Anna Wintour.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was just like a full production on, you know. And I had I had an opportunity to meet up with Lewis Hamilton, little brother. You know,
yes. He's also
Jason.
He drives, but he drives for the
rally,
for the disabled, for the differently abled side.
Yeah, he does also like abled races.
Where?
Yeah, he drives for Subaru and all that.
Guys, please fill us in those. And I'm such a Lewis Hamilton fan. I don't know this.
Yeah.
So Lewis Hamilton's brother has a condition. I don't know.
I don't know what they call it. Is it lazy legs or something?
Oh.
Yeah. So he races as well. But and he's pretty good at racing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
And he recently just wrote a book. It went out and he sent it to me and I have to read it.
So you're like friends with like.
You make that sound like it's a mission.
I don't like reading books. But yeah. So that was the highlight. Oh, that was like. You know, my
Vogue was there.
Yeah, and then moments was meeting up with people that I never thought I'd meet. You know,
like I was at this Rao store, and then I had this weird shoes, and I get a call, and I'm like, hi, plus 30 something, like, this is America. And then I get a call, I answer, Musa Motelo, like, hey Musa, how you doing? No, I'm good. I'm good. How are you? I'm good. You're speaking to Naomi Campbell. At that moment, bro, I was like,
I'm sure you said it by mistake. Naomi,
sorry about that. Sorry. Sorry, Naomi.
Naomi.
Naomi. No ways, bro.
Yeah, I got a call and then we spoke. And the other moment was I was at the Americans Got Talent, which is like the planting stuff.
The Fantasy League.
Fantasy League, yes. Yeah, yeah. And then while I was there, I had just like had a conversation with Simon. Yeah. And then right after, couldn't you demand this man? Nicolas Cage or something.
Nicolas Cage. Ooh.
Ghost Rider. Is it?
Gone in 60 seconds.
Gone in 60 seconds. Nicolas Cage. Yeah, that one. Yeah. And then he showed up in his Mustang, bro. It was so beautiful.
It's so cool.
Like a movie set of like this section and then that section.
Yeah.
Like big things, you know. So now I'm moving around and I'm seeing this car is coming. Go like a paper. Because I'm a car person. Yeah. And I'm like, this one is not the normal one.
Right?
And then it pulled up. And then got shifted out, and then he stopped and then opened the window like, hey, Musa, how you doing?
My first name.
Yeah. He was like, hey, Musa, how you doing? You good? I like what you do, bro. Keep it up. And then he drove off. I was just there. I was like, what just happened?
Nicholas. Shut up, Nick. Nico. Did you boost this one as well or it's yours?
And then the last one was
bro, like, Nicolas Cage rolled down the window and greeted you
by name.
And told you he's a fan of your work.
Bro.
And drove off into the sunset.
This one is crazy. I think few days later after the audition popped up, you know, because everything was crazy on the internet and all of that. And then I got a call again. But it went through like different people. Got a call, and then they were like, We want to schedule a call with you, but we want you to be free for this day. I'm like, how important are you? So that I can take my time off, you know. And then called, and then on that day I received a call like, hello, how are you doing? Good. So we're about to connect you to this person. I'm like, I bet, no problem. I stayed there. And then he got on the phone, like, hey, how you doing? I'm good. How are you? I'm good. Yeah, I just want you to know that I am proud of you and you are raising our blackness higher and all of that. He was talking about like black people and how this was so unexpected, but approved the point, or you know, we can do it either way, you know. And he was telling me how he's also like in a mission to do that. He was about to actually like cut off some of the things, but because he saw that, he was like, I'm going to continue what I'm going to do, you know, and he made me do what, like, I made him, like, change his mind and want to do more. And then in my mind, I'm like, I can hear what you're saying. Who are you, bro? Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And then he was like, oh, by the way, I'm Tyler Perry. See you later.
Whoa.
My dear, bro. My dear.
No, listen, my dear, because it's not on the face.
Yeah, at that point, I was just like, nah. Even when we went to like after parties, Vogue, I met up with I met my crush, bro. She was my crush that time, but yeah, yo, it was so, Amanda. Do you know my Amanda?
Yes, Amanda Steinberg.
Yeah,
she's beautiful.
Oh, sorry, I was like,
is insane, dude.
No ways, bro.
Yeah, so those are the highlights. Like, people I can talk to now, you know, it's crazy. Like, it just feels like a dream. And yeah, that was my highlight.
Bro, you're a certified superstar on a global scale.
Yeah.
You're not a South African star. You're not an African star. You're an international star, bro. And you deserve everything that's happening to you.
Amen.
And Amanda, if you're watching this, out here meeting.
Yeah.
Voila. I'm single, I'm chicken now. I'm chicken now.
Yeah, I'm
chicken
now. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
we'll be there at the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you need a MC, Pops will MC.
Plus one.
Hey.
Yeah, don't worry.
Thank you.
You guys are going to be in a VIP.
Yeah.
Literally, like,
you know, Umbe next to Lewis Hamilton. No one. I want to talk to him about cousin and the wedding.
It's like someone coming to talk to you about jokes at a wedding.
Okay, just invite me. DJ's here.
Yo, man. Yo. So,
yo, I don't want to end this.
I don't want to end this.
I need to know more.
Bruh, and he's going to London today.
He's flying back to London. Yeah, Akira is no longer one of us.
Yeah.
I'm still in.
My brother, when we go to London, because we are coming to London.
In September. Yeah.
So when we come there, you know, just show us around, you know. Little Lewis Hamilton, you know.
I'll be in Paris in September.
Yes! My boy is not even coming.
I'll call my guys. They'll show you around.
Okay. All right. All right. No, my nerbatlo vako London loe.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Musa's friend.
Yeah.
No, we come from far. From the days of Sibuke.
robot. Like, okay, I saw his post. Go London. And then he was taking pictures there. And I was like, yo, bro, DM that. Yo. I'm going to go party. I don't have left. Really.
You know what? We're going to put him in the hot seat.
Mm. Hot seat.
When he comes back.
Mm.
After 6 episodes, we're gonna say it.
And I'm not involved.
Still waiting for the flavor thrown to kick in.
Ramon and I go smooth out, shine like a flavor thrown. You started the interview, come later on. Yeah, and then food to go clean again. Konala!
Yeah.
Yo, man. So, Musa Dog, we usually use the last part of the show to shamelessly plug, right? Anything you want to plug. Today, everyone is voting, right?
Yes.
Today, everybody's voting. It's the 29th of May. We didn't even get to speak about elections.
Yeah.
Marai.
If we don't give other people a chance, we won't see what's different and what can change.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we as the youth are very pivotal in these decisions.
Exactly.
Because we are going to get to the point where we are there.
And I feel like you are a representation of what's happening with the youth in the country.
Yeah.
Everyone has given up before they fought.
Yeah.
Right?
We want rich guys that look like you with your body type. You know? You understand?
Are your body type?
Yeah.
When I think of a leader, this is what I think of. Bro, not someone who has gout and six girlfriends and two wives. You know what I mean? Like, this, when I think of a leader, when I think of, if I had to give this country or section of it to someone, I would give it to you, bro.
Yeah.
And if we don't make a change right now, the next 15 years are going to turn out like that because we're not doing that. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you have a tiny voice. Mm. But if you combine it with all of our tiny voices, we're going to make an impact, bro.
Bro, let's shamelessly plug. Unfortunately, we gotta end. Matthew says that there's load shedding in 7 minutes.
All right. Oh yeah,
it's back.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, because it's the last day of electricity.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow it's coming back. Load shedding is back. Tell your friends. Shamelessly plug, 8th of June, Pop's birthday comedy special happening at Empress Palace, because the show is so amazing and you guys have shown your support in such an amazing way. We've decided to add another date. So we're going to add 7th of June. Are we adding the 7th of June, Deej? I'll find out. I'll let you guys know after the app. But what we've done is we've added other dates. So we've got the 20th of July in KZN, which will be happening at the Suncoast Casino. So Suncoast, 20th of July. 27th of July, we are at the ICC in Cape Town. Tickets are available on CompuTicket.
28th of June, is the Lyric Theater TC Live at the Lyric. Get your tickets for that. And Bioscope Sundays. Every Sunday. Shapa.
Farido Forezura.
Catch me where you see me. When you put it on your Instagram, I'll be there.
Aye?
TikTok, I'm there. Twitter, wow. But you'll find me on Popcorn the Cheese.
Let's give it up for Farida.
It's a lot of pressure in here, man.
Co-piloting like a champ. Mr. The Motor.
Away.
Brother. What do you want to plug, bro? Is there anything you'd like to plug? Is there anything you'd like to say maybe to the Cheese Gang out there? Mm-hmm. Something you want to promote? This is the time.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to say like... That's my camera.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Camera number one. Yeah, at
Aich?
Last. Yo, I've been in camera number 4 or 5. Now I'm one.
You've been in the
camera? No.
Hey. I'm sure everybody's boo, they had one camera then. So you're all camera number one.
Hey, okay, I'm out. What I would say is that, like, you just want nine. If you sacrifice what you want become a sacrifice. So make sure that you go for what you want and make sure that you don't sacrifice anything that you want, but rather sacrifice for what you want, you know, and believe in your dreams. Make sure that you go for them. Don't back down and don't be taken down by someone else's expectations. You know? Believe in yourself and know that the dream exists in your mind, in your heart, in your brain for a reason. Because the universe is there for you to actually like fulfill that. Everyone that lives, everyone in this room and you at home there, you exist for a reason. You have a purpose. So how feel like you need to find the purpose. And then when you find your purpose, that means like you are helping out the earth to exist. So make sure that you go for your dreams.
Preach, man of God. Preach.
Yo. Woo!
Oh, Pastor Musa.
Hallelujah.
My brother. You are the personification of what one can achieve if they put their best foot forward.
Whoa.
I just want to say, Farida King. Farida King. Farida King. Farida. Farida, I'm talking to you right now.
You sound like my dad.
Farida.
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 You better stop it. You are up to...
You know.
You get.
What did Georgia?
So Musa, my brother, I just want to say, many people have slept on you. Many people in Cebu Gang. Many people in your school. Many people at your dance academy. Many people in the UK have slept on you. But we at Popcorn and Cheese have never slept on you.
Never.
Mm. As a token of our appreciation, we want to give you this pillow. Just as a reminder, for when the world is sleeping on you, you must know, Runa Momo Popcorn and Cheese, we are not sleeping on you.
Hey.
Aich.
And this one is going to London.
It's going to be used in the aeroplane right now.
Yeah. This is the good quality one. Ba go feel your cord, Roy.
Yeah, Gabo.
Why you want?
Shem, ya khaw neli jwa
khari. Yo, neli sampu. Yeah, hey. What can you say? I'll be the sacrificial lamb.
You know what?
Oh, man.
No, it's okay. Sword. It's okay. You guys use the views. Then I just come back and I viewed.
Cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang.
Yes.
Oh, man. What an honor it was to sit with a South African icon and superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Musa, bro, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. And thank you for just being the amazing gent that you are, bro. Please keep inspiring more. Keep breaking the boundaries.
Yeah.
And go for it, bro. Whatever it is you want in life, you're gonna get it. Mm. Yeah. I've seen it from where you come from, and I see it with where you're going. From me, I have nothing else left to say, but from the corn that pops.
From the cheese that melts.
We are Faro Pops.
Yes.
And just like Musa on a flight to the UK, we are out.
Robo
Pops, I'll be my cheese girl and my cheese boy there.
We motivate, then we laugh as well. Stay on brand, never hard to sell. Got real chats, now my LOL. So we both got gang and we blessed as hell. Siyadlala story. Petting on my guests, I nice and moy. You and my bundles, not of choice. It's some pop pops and robot boys.
Popcorn and cheese.
Yeah?
Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Call you one boy like friends like bees. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese.